On the show today, we have Cupera Consulting's Miriam Dedeos Woodward talking about how financial inclusion starts at home. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Miriam Dedeos Woodward from Cupera Consulting. How are you, Miriam?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mike.
Good, good. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us, because you have a pretty cool white paper that I find very fascinating. I think a lot of other people will find it fascinating as well. It's entitled Financial Inclusion Starts at Home, and this is something that just piqued my interest right away. So can you give folks out there a quick summary on what the paper's all about?
I'd love to, sure. Yes. So really the white paper is about how credit unions and really any organization can begin to embrace diversity and inclusion by, you know, examining kind of internally first, you know, what opportunities are there? And, you know, more than anything, it's about having the conversation and kind of demystifying the process. You know, we often think of financial inclusion when it comes to members, but there's certainly an opportunity to include our employees, to also look at how we're reflective of our employees internally. So it kind of guides you, you know, through some examples of what other organizations are doing, you know, not necessarily just credit unions, but organizations as a whole, and giving you some ideas, some small steps that you can take.
Yeah, I think it's good to step outside the industry sometimes and get some ideas and then bring them in and adopt them as our own, kind of, or put a twist on it, our own twist on there. So what sparked this paper's production or publishing?
Yeah, well, I would say a couple things. One is just the realization that in our work, as we help credit unions and other organizations better serve the Hispanic market, you know, we've come to realize that we're helping organizations start a diversity and inclusion effort in a way, right? So it's really kind of making that connection and looking at it maybe through a new lens,
right,
and seeing how organizations can build upon that. So it, just kind of that realization, wanting to make that connection. And also, I would say a little bit of timing too. You know, as we look at the world today, we look at just, you know, where our country is at today. You know, there's certainly, I would say, a lot of fear, a lot of misunderstanding, yeah, of, you know, different populations, different groups. So, you know, just really kind of looking at the positive effect of diversity and inclusion and how that can really, you know, benefit organizations and, you know, hopefully also raise good questions about just how to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. It can be an uncomfortable thing to have, and especially in today's environment.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I hit the nail on the head there. So can you provide us with a couple of takeaways? Because, I mean, you in there, you talk about re-examining risk, reframing the world of word diversity, rethinking the golden rule, etc. So what are a couple of takeaways from those?
Well, you mentioned a few great a couple points on maybe each one of those. Yeah. Starting with re-examining the risk, I think, you know, it's very natural. Credit unions are risk-oriented institutions. They're financial institutions.
Right.
And yet, I think there's an opportunity to look at risk from a new lens of, you know, new emerging populations and how our communities have evolved over time. I think, you know, credit unions are great at serving their membership and in many ways have been serving, you know, a similar membership for years and years and years, whether it was, you know, employees of the organization that kind of the credit union is a sponsor of, to, you know, just the current demographics or maybe similar demographics in that community that the credit union serves. Well, you know, as the community has shifted and changed, I also think that credit unions, you know, have an opportunity to re-examine what risk looks like with new emerging populations. So looking at the needs, you know, that the benefit reward of you know, lending and borrowing, et cetera, for the population. So really just, you know, kind of maybe setting a new baseline for growth based on how the communities have changed over time.
Right. All right. So how do we reframe the word diversity?
Well, you know, the word diversity can mean, you know, many things to many people. When I think about it, just the term itself, it sometimes leaves out the term inclusion. So I try to, you know, use both terms, diversity and inclusion. But honestly, you know, a conversation to have is, what does that mean to the organization? What does that mean to the board, to the management? Is it truly being more reflective of the communities that the credit union is serving today? And, you know, that reframes it to something that's understandable for the credit union or the board or the leadership. So really it's just that. It's asking, what does that mean to the credit union, so that it's a little bit clearer and so that folks, you know, can find a way to connect to that term. Mm-hmm. So it's really just asking that question.
Okay, and my daughter and I were just talking about the golden rule a couple of days ago. So rethinking the golden rule, what do you mean by this?
Right. Well, you know, how you may want to be treated can be, you know, very different than maybe how I want to be treated or let's say my family. Mm-hmm. And especially from a financial services standpoint, you know, my background, my experience with banking or financial services, you know, can be very different. My cultural understanding of, you know, different financial habits, yeah, can be very different. Yeah. And so, you know, that point is really about, you know, asking what, how do you want to be treated, and not necessarily assuming that, you know, the way I might do my banking or financial services is the same as maybe a new emerging population, yeah, or, you know, somebody else coming into the credit union.
Got it. Cleared it up for me, Miriam. Thank you for that. So how do you see all of this benefiting credit unions nationwide, the diversity and the inclusion starting in the home? How does it benefit credit unions nationwide?
You know, well, the U.S. is becoming more diverse, and looking at just how organizations are able to compete and grow, I think embracing diversity will only help credit unions do that. Yep. You know, by bringing in diversity of thought, background, and experience, it helps you get closer to your end consumer. And so ultimately, it's going to help the credit unions fulfill that people helping people philosophy and bring in those new members and embrace a lot of the, you know, the changes happening demographically in their field of membership.
Yeah, and that's what we're all about. We're about inclusion, not exclusion.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so what are your goals with this white paper, Miriam? I mean, what do you want to achieve here?
You know, I would love as many credit unions as possible to read the white paper and to start asking those questions internally. You know, what does diversity mean for credit unions? Discuss the topic, and you know, it might feel uncomfortable at first, but kind of deal with that uncomfortableness, and until it becomes comfortable, until, you know, credit unions can kind of see what it means for them and embed this into what they do every day. And really, it's about taking small steps, you know, small steps that can have a tremendous impact over time. And whether it's starting with maybe a new type of training, mm-hmm, or even just developing a statement that can be communicated on a website in terms of the credit union's commitment to embracing diversity and inclusion can go a long way and can open up that conversation across the organization.
Indeed, indeed. And last question for you, where can folks check out the white paper to find out more details?
Well, that's the easiest question of all. that is simply by going out to our website, which is www.coperaconsulting.com. We have a Hispanic expertise section, and you will find the white paper there, and you'll be able to download it. And of course, you can contact anyone at Copera at info@coperaconsulting.com if you have any issues with that.
Very cool. Great, great message to end on. Miriam, thank you so much for hanging out with us today for a few minutes and just kind of opening our eyes a little bit. And it's a good way to start out 2018, I think. So very cool stuff.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Anytime.